This is KCUR 89.3 NPR in Kansas City. A tentative agreement easing trade restrictions with China seems like great news for farmers who've been pummeled by the trade war. But as KCUR's Frank Morris reports, some farmers are skeptical. They worry that agricultural exports will suffer for years, and they have history to back them up.
The Casey's gas station in Sweet Springs, Missouri has a table unofficially reserved for farmers. Prices for the corn and soybeans these men grow are rising.
Last couple of days they've been up, but they had took a nosedive before that, so we need to make that back.
Farmer Tom Kreitzel says prices for grain and hogs fell hard when China imposed retaliatory tariffs in the summer of 2018. Many farmers lost money last year.
Well, prices haven't been good, but with the market facilitation loan, it was all right.
Market facilitation payments. That's the official name for the money the Trump administration gave farmers to compensate for trade losses. About $16 billion in trade aid kept many farmers from losing money this year. But farmers like John Vogelsmeyer don't like it.
I would 10 times rather have a market than to have somebody give me a few dollars cash and then brag about it.
Meantime, Vogelsmeyer says grain prices are still much lower than they were before the trade war started. Soybeans, for instance, were trading above $10 a bushel back then. Today, they're just over $9.
It looks good, but, you know, we've been in this roller coaster situation now for quite some time. So as I don't think you could basically take this news to the bank.
The Trump administration says the new trade agreement will be a bonanza for U.S. agriculture. The president says farmers will have to buy bigger tractors. Vogelsmeyer doesn't think they'll be doing that anytime soon.
They're not going to go buy a $250,000 combine on the fact of what grain did 2 days ago.
Scott Irwin, an agricultural economist at the University of Illinois, says that would be risky. For one thing, neither nation has released a copy of the actual agreement.
Everyone's just trying to nail down exactly what has been agreed to.
President Trump has said the deal will force China to spend $50 billion a year on U.S. farm products. That's double what the Chinese were buying before the trade war. U.S. negotiators say China has promised to buy at least $40 billion worth of ag products each year, which is still billions more than China has ever purchased from us. Irwin says a $16 billion jump in sales would be great for farmers if it actually materializes. Meantime, he says this tentative phase one agreement is at least a step in the right direction.
You know, things could have gotten worse. And so we, for the time being, have avoided that.
But Irwin says this de-escalation may come too late to avoid long-term damage to the trading relationship.
From the beginning, that has been, for me personally, the nightmare scenario. Is history suggests that once you break an important relationship trade-wise like this, it is very difficult to fully recover your market share.
He's talking about the history of the Russian grain embargo, when the United States abruptly stopped wheat sales to Russia. The price of wheat tanked and stayed low for years. Like just about every other farmer of a certain age, John Vogelsmeyer clearly remembers the floor dropping out. In a way, he's still living it, four decades on.
We can't raise wheat to be profitable here because of what happened. And I'm afraid that's exactly what is going to happen with what is going on today.
So farmers welcome easing the hostilities with China. As to what actually happens if negotiators eventually sign the deal as expected next month, that gets a whole lot more complicated. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Frank Morris.